are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And it is the Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Vista Care and Lee Real Estate. And joining me today from the South Dakota Discovery Center, we have Rhea and intern Mary. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. It's been a little while.
It's been a little while for me. I know Mary is here all the time. Like she can just camp out outside, I think, now and just stay here.
I was wondering what that tent was outside. It belongs to Mary. But summer camps, they continue to go well. There's just a few more weeks left, though, right?
There are. Can you believe it that the summer is coming to an end? Yeah, it was quicker than I expected, as always.
It always
it's not
happens.
Something new. But yeah, summer camps are going fantastic, and this next week really is all about engineering. We're actually starting out this Saturday with Engineers Day. If people are familiar, every year the South Dakota Engineering Society, the central chapter, sets up an Engineers Day. It's a free day for families to have fun and learn about engineering in our state. And they set out the activities. One of the favorite ones is chocolate asphalt, which is awesome. Ooh. Asphalt that you can eat afterwards. It's a really fun one. It's about building bridges. It's about building towers, just everything that's going on, especially with the bridge going on, right, with the bridge building.
Yes.
Really common theme here. So there's going to be lots of fantastic activities happening. And because this year we couldn't do it in February when we usually do it, so now that it's in the summer, they're actually going to do some activities outside and inside. So it's going to be a lot of fun on Saturday, and we're really looking forward that we could do this year, even with everything else going on.
Yeah, it sounds like a great time, especially, you know, with it being able to be outside. Mm-hmm. There's more things that they can do and more, you know, things for people attending to be a part of and to check out. It sounds like it's going to be a real good time.
I think so too, and just the possibilities of engineering outside. So I gotta say, they were a little secretive of what's gonna happen this year. They're like, ooh, we have some great ideas. I'm like, do you want to tell me? It's gonna be a surprise. Okay, fine. So be surprised, but come on Saturday, free day at the Discovery Center. They start at 10 in the morning, and we're gonna go all day. So whenever you come by, there's gonna be fun activities with the engineers from Pierre, from
boy,
DOT
oh
is doing it, as I said, Engineering Society, so it's always a lot of fun with them. And that sets us up fantastically for the camp next week, because engineering is kind of the theme.
A little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm. So next week we're having a Simple Machines camp. So that's for the kindergarten through second grade, so that'll be July 26th through the 29th. We're going to be learning about Simple Machines. We're going to be building Simple Machines. So we're going to be doing a lot with, like, Legos and just, like, learning. And then we're also going to build Rube Goldberg machines. So those are the ones where, like, everything happens. And then, like, there's an end goal. So, like, the dominoes fall over and it triggers the cup and the cup hits the ball,
okay,
that kind of thing. So I'm really excited for that one. So that'll be lots of fun.
I may have to sneak into that class.
They're so amazing and they can be so elaborate. So are there any challenges for that? Is it just a goal and the kids have to figure out how to get there and they can do whatever they want?
Yeah, so I'm just going to have materials available for the little ones, and then they're going to be able to build whatever kind of machine they want. So I'm anticipating that they're going to have fun with that one.
Oh,
so
yes, that's going to be a great time. It makes me think of the old game Mousetrap, where you have all the different pieces.
Yes.
For
so
sure.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Is there still room if they want to get kids signed up for that?
Yes, and you can sign up on our website at www.sd-discovery.org, or you can stop by the Discovery Center and sign up if you would like to.
That sounds like a lot of fun for the kids.
You can also give us a call.
Yes.
Oh, yes. 605-224-8295.
And another thing that, I mean, you've always got stuff going on, but the planetarium, how are things coming along with that?
So we are really, really close to our fundraising goal for our Reach for a Star campaign, which we're really excited for. One of the big pushes, not only were those amazing community members that have kickstarted us, mm-hmm, we've gotten lots of support. $25 per star is something that's really appealing. It's not a lot of money, and we can make a big difference with that. You can still get your star, and we'll keep doing this, because even with this upgrade of our planetarium, we're going to go for a bigger one for our dome so that we can go back there eventually. But we also got a grant from the Wahi Electric, the roundup that they do. We received a grant from them, and that really helped us to get so close. So
wonderful.
watch out for us doing programs this summer outside where we have the opportunity to stargaze in the evening, look at the stars, maybe look if we can see the Andromeda Galaxy through telescopes. And then, you know, when we even through telescopes, the Andromeda Galaxy is pretty small, but you can see it. It's a little fuzzy thing, but I actually managed to see it from my back porch one day. So it is possible. But then what we can do with our new system is we can actually zoom into it and fly through the Andromeda Galaxy and really look at what that looks like. And I cannot wait.
Yeah, the planetariums are so much fun, and having this new option to be able to use indoors or outdoors in so many different ways.
Exactly.
That's a nice addition.
So, but it's still going on. So for $25, you can get a star with your name on it. Our windows are filling up. It looks beautiful. You can see it from the outside when you drive by. It's on the side of Sioux Avenue. So you see all of our stars. If you want to get on it for $25, you can do it online. You can stop by. Any of those options are available.
Excellent. Another great way we can help out the Discovery
Center. Speaking of helping out, right, one thing leads to the other, and there's always something going on. So every year we do our Dueling Duo fundraiser. So Dueling Duo is a group out of Rapid City where they have two grand pianos that are attached to each other on stage, and they do request songs. So you can give them $1 and say, please play my favorite song, which is whatever it's going to be, and they're going to play it and perform it, and they're fantastic. And I have yet to see a song where they say, I don't know that one. I don't know how they remember all of them. I don't know how they do it, but they do. It's great fun. Last year was a little tricky because, obviously, of COVID. We still did it last year with just tables. This year, it's back to you can buy your ticket and then come with your friends and get a table together, but it's just individual tickets that we sell, and they're $40 per person. It's going to be at Drifters at the outdoor patio. As long as the weather holds.
We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Keep our fingers crossed because it's going to be awesome in those warm summer nights outside with the Dueling Duo. And that is happening on August 6th, 8:30 at night. So you can come for dinner first to Drifters.
Yeah.
And then go outside and watch the Dueling Duo. And we have a special going on. If you buy your ticket by the 26th of July, we are going to enter you into a drawing for a cake from Wren Hollingsworth that is piano-themed. It's a double-layer cake in a piano theme.
Ooh.
I know. That's... And Wren Hollingsworth makes fantastic cakes. So if you want to get on that, get your ticket by the end of next Monday. And next Tuesday, when I'm back on the radio, we're going to announce the winner.
Very nice. So, yeah, that's a nice little incentive to get your ticket early.
It is.
Very nice. As always, lots going on. We encourage families to come on out, check out all the great things you've got going on at the Discovery Center and the camps and everything else.
And then adult entertainment.
Exactly.
That sounds bad. That sounds really bad. Entertainment for adults in a great way with music.
Exactly. Those dueling pianos. Don't miss out on that. Well, thank you, Rhea and Mary, for stopping in this morning.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you again soon.
Great.